Sport on RTE Radio 1.
It's 24 minutes to 8. Oisín Coyne is here now with the sport. You're starting with golf.
We are indeed. The 152nd Open Championship is underway at Royal Troon in Scotland. 21-year-old Tom McKibben was the first of the Irish out this morning. So let's waste no time and head live over to the course and to Greg Allen for the latest. Greg.
Thanks, Oisín. It's dry, sunny, light breeze conditions here. McKibben, the 21-year-old from Hollywood in County Down, is well underway. He's playing the par 5 fourth hole at the moment. Par in the first hole, a short par 4, but he was bunkered off the tee in the second, could only move the ball 15 yards. He did really well to make a bogey there, but he immediately got that drop shot back with a birdie on the third from 14 feet. So McKibben, level par after 3. In the tie for second place, one behind the early leader, Ryo Kinoshita of Japan. Rory McIlroy, after his major disappointment at the US Open last month, is next Irishman out. He tees off at 9:09, alongside Tyrrell Hatton and Max Homa. And the other four Irish are out this afternoon. And they include Padraig Harrington, a fifth place finisher here at Royal Troon, all of 27 years ago in 1997, in only his second Open appearance back then. At 52 years of age now, the twice Open champion believes he's a real contender still for the Claret Jug.
I believe I can win, yes. I don't believe this is my last chance, no. I wouldn't be working as hard or trying as hard if I thought I was coming here just to make up the numbers. It's a combination, and when you get to Lynx Golf, being a little bit worldly wise of how to play the golf course does matter this week.
If you do get to the back nine on Sunday, is it physical or mental fortitude that will get you across the line?
I can hit the ball well enough, I'm physically good enough, you know, so it really does come down to you know, how good I am mentally.
Harrington tees off at 2:15. Darren Clark out at around 10-2. Shane Lowry, who we'll hear from in an hour's time, he tees off around 3 o'clock. And the Galway amateur Liam Nolan tees off at 4:05. And for Tiger fans, he's out just after 25-3.
Thanks, Greg. We'll have more from the Open for you in the next hour. Now to soccer, and the Republic of Ireland are looking to build on Monday's impressive performance, you have to say, against Spain at the UEFA Women's Under-19 Championship. The girls in green were solid in defence that day, but now Dave Connell's side faced the challenge of Germany in the second group match. The Germans sit top of Group B after drawing 1-1 with the Netherlands, so it's all to play for amongst the four teams, with two semi-final spots up for grabs. Kick-off in Jonava is at 12 p.m. this afternoon, and we'll have full live coverage of the match over on the RT News channel and RT Player. Also a busy evening ahead for League of Ireland clubs in the second leg of their UEFA Conference League first qualifying round ties. First up, Shelburne carry a 2-1 lead to Gibraltar, where they face St Joseph's. That kicks off at 5. And speaking at their pre-match press conference, Shell's assistant head coach Joey O'Brien said the players must relish this opportunity.
Yeah, it's half time, you know, you look at these European games, you obviously just look at them as four halves of football, really, you know. And a half time last week was 1-1. We were obviously in control of the game. But we spoke at half-time just to say, listen, we won't win the second half, you know, and we did that. So, yeah, with two halves to go, we're obviously one up and we have a small advantage, but yeah, the game is definitely still in the balance. Man, I touched on before we came away, like, it's not a holiday. We're going to have to take care of business, you know. At the end of the day, we're professional. The boys are paid, the professional footballers. You're coming over here to do a job, and that's what they've all dreamt about doing, I suppose. And as League of Ireland players, to get opportunities in Europe, it's a massive carrot, I suppose, to chase it all last year and stuff like that, to be here. So you got to take advantage of it. You got to seize the day, you know.
Joey O'Brien there. Then at 7:45, Derry City welcome Bruno's Magpies, also of Gibraltar, to the Brandywell. The Candy Stripes are under pressure in that one, tasked with overturning their 2-0 deficit from the first leg. Now to cycling, Slovenian Tadej Pogacar leads by 3:11 heading into the stage 18, I should say, of the Tour de France. Ireland's Ben Healy begins today 17th in the general classification. And finally, we have two race meetings today at Leopardstown and Killarney.